good, everyone, and welcome back to the Nostalgia for Social podcast. My name is Taylor, aka Nostalgia. Joining me is As Told by Zoe. What's good, my guy?
What's up, brother?
Also joining me is Kayla, aka K Likes Everything. What's good, dog?
It's so good.
Glad to have you back as a full member. You know, so we introduced her last episode. And I had a great time with that. Had a great riveting conversation about Grunkle Stan and found out way too much information than I would have liked. Could have gone my whole life without that Saves the Town video. But it is what it is.
It's a bonding experience. Trauma bonds people together.
Zoe was not thrilled with that trauma bond getting shared to me.
Before we get started, it just hit me. I think only Taylor would get this. My hair. I look like Mondo from Danganronpa.
Oh my God. With the little pompadour joint.
Yes.
In front.
It is. That's giving really like funny. It's giving like typical anime pompadour like puff.
He's
yeah, for sure.
He's like a hooligan.
Wait, was he a hooligan though, or was he like
he's a
hooligan that was like kind of, it was like was he like good natured though? Cause remember he had that interaction with that one like scrawny character, or was I'm thinking somebody else? I think it's somebody else. Who am I thinking of then?
I mean, he had like pride, but he wasn't necessarily good natured.
Who was the true? But who was the one?
He beat the fuck out of everyone.
That's true. We're gonna get off this Danganronpa tangent really quick. Who was the guy? There's two characters. One was like the really scrawny like boy that dressed like a girl that wanted to get stronger, and then there was like the big
Chihiro.
Yeah, and then like the big. I thought what Mondo was the guy that like helped him get stronger, and then when one of them dies.
He was helping her like a little, but like secretly, because he didn't want to tell everyone that he was somewhat nice.
That's what I meant. He acted like he was really mean, but like deep down, like wanted to help people.
Oh, he's like a little tsundere.
Kind of, but he actually was beating people's asses though. He was fighting people.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Okay.
He really was fighting though. Like it really.
He was throwing hands for sure.
It wasn't like he's all. It's not, well, like the bark definitely had some bite to it. I'm gonna say that right now.
Right.
Are you looking it up, Zoe?
I have the whole cast in front of me because I wanted to remember his name.
Ah.
Yeah, because there was like it's so hard to remember some like names on there because there's so many. Well, season one and season two, well, and season three, all have different characters, like the whole new class each time.
That's something that we need to show Kayla.
What, Danganronpa?
Yes.
I feel like I have to look it up.
I love it. You should play it on your stream.
Yes. Yes, actually. Because
they're visual novels.
Oh, I've seen it before. This is the teddy bear people.
Yes.
Yes.
Monokuma.
I love feelings about this art style, but I'm going to keep them for later.
It is...
It is
very specific.
It is so specific. I feel like it just gives me.
They also look different in game. They look different in game.
Yeah. I have some friends who have played this and they're all obsessed with it.
It's hard not to be.
Right. And I do like the outfits. I do see people typically cosplay the girl with the little two pigtails.
Junko.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. Her wigs are crazy. But
I think that'd be a fun game for you to play on stream, though.
That'd be fun.
For sure. For sure.
So many I have like lined up, racked up.
Yeah. Okay, so today, a few things we want to get into. First things first, the new season, fall season 2024, has started with some shows already premiering, one of which that I definitely want to get into talk about today. But we've kind of wrote some of the shows that we want to watch down. Kayla, I'm gonna start with you.
With me?
I'm gonna start with you.
Okay.
What are some of the anime or shows that you're looking forward to watching in this fall 2024 season?
Just want to make sure. Am I reading all of them, or are we like taking it like one at a time?
You can read through all of them. We can read through all of them. We can kind of jump in and have a conversation.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So we're gonna start off nice and hot with Blue Lock season 2. Let me tell y'all something. When I was first pitched, like, you should watch this show, I was like, I'm very only into like very specific sports anime, and this art, like Blue Lock's art style, very sharp, very like thick black lines, and that's not typically my jam. But when I realized it wasn't about soccer at all, but about superpowers and falling in love with your teammates, I decided perhaps this is for me. The teammates aren't really in love, but that's
how I
interpret it.
This is why I wanted to start with Kayla, by the way. This is why I wanted to start with Kayla.
Because
this
it's the most chaotic answers. It's so much fun, and I was truly amazed at how quickly it captured my attention, because I was like, this is not going to be it. But it was. It was it and more. Next up, we're going for Toilet Bound Hanako-san Season 2. If you guys love dumb little middle school romance with like supernatural elements and like a little bit of fighting and a lot of like teen angst, this is for you. And
teen
the voice
angst?
Of the, yeah, teen angst. And if the main character, Hanako-san, his voice actor in Japanese, it's so good. I watch one episode, and he, when we finished, I was like, what did you think? And I'm like, he hates it. He's like, this is very you. I feel like you keep showing me these things and yeah, you are coded. And I'm like, I don't like that, but I can't fight it.
Every time I go over and she's like, I have something else to show you, I'm like, yeah, Kayla would like this.
Except what for, can I say? I know what I like.
Skip and Loafer. Skip and Loafer is very, that one's very cute. Yeah. It's very yes, general. That one's very, yes, general. The other ones, I'm like,
why are these so specific, and why yes, is a monster always involved?
Correct.
Right. So then, ladies and gentlemen, we have been in the trenches since 2017 waiting for freaking season 3 of Blue Exorcist, and it's finally happening.
Yep.
I remember when that show first came out, I was sat. I was wide-eyed into the screen. I love those locked twins, in. Locked in, and I love a demon story. So I can't wait. I feel like I'm going to have to like rewatch the first two seasons to like remind myself of everything, re-fall in love, and then fully absorb the third season for what it is. So people, let's talk about it. Beastars season 3, final season's coming in. So for all my freaks out there, let's talk about it. Let's really, you know, let's give Legoshi all the attention in the world. You know, all my stars, all my hearts, all my kisses for that man. Wolf, whatever. Did I not write it down? The one from the creator of Inuyasha. Ranks? Ranga?
Ranma.
Okay, Ranma. Ranma 1.5. So this is an anime that I've actually never seen, but I've always been obsessed with the art style because of Inuyasha specifically. And I have been looking into getting the manga. So this is great. Have a little, you know, updated art style. Even though I probably won't watch the remake, I'll probably end up watching the original. But it's so beautiful. And the prints that I've seen of, like, that show are absolutely stunning. So I'm super excited. And then last but not least, this one is a little one shot. I'm talking about Look Back from the creator of Chainsaw Man. It looks so soft and so sweet. And just like, I know I'm going to cry, which is really perfect for this time of year, you know, get snuggled up under the covers and cry over a bowl of popcorn. So I feel like this fall season, I'm going to be very entertained. So super excited.
Yeah. So on a couple things, I guess to talk about your list, because some of those shows I definitely were looking at as well. Blue Exorcist, for starters, is a show similar to you, where I was just like, I was locked in.
Yeah.
Like day one. And the problem that kind of came up with Blue Exorcist to me was how they handled their actual source material and seasons. Because season 1,
mm-hmm,
like, splits from the manga at episode 12.
Yeah, so like very early on.
So episode 12, it splits, mm-hmm. and then that rest of the, however many episodes after that are all non-canon.
Yeah.
And then instead of them going, okay, we're gonna pick up, instead of just like either doing a full remake, they go, oh yeah, Blue Exorcist season 2. And they're like, oh, so it's gonna pick up right where season 1 ended, right? No, we're gonna pick up right where episode 12 ended.
Right.
And so it's like, so then it's like season 2 is just like a standalone season where it picks up from episode 12.
Yeah.
And then they go, actually, we're gonna have a season two for real. Where
it picks up for real this time, guys.
For real this time, where it picks up from the end of season 2.
What the fuck?
All right, guys, how many times has Taylor said season 2 in one
legit
sentence?
Like,
if that was like a, what do you call it, it taking like shots drinking. How many times they'd be out. They'd be on the floor. But it is like, so true.
It's like, but I hate how they got mismanaged, because like they could have done a full Brotherhood situation.
Yeah.
If they wanted to, but like in picking up from, because obviously the full season 1 is popular. I'm not going to sit here and act like it's not. I don't dislike the non-canon ending of Blue Exorcist. Right. I don't dislike it. I thought it was a cool addition. Mm-hmm. It's just like when it splits new viewers are trying to get into the show.
It's whiplash.
And they go to season 2 and Rin has not fully mastered his blue flame yet, or still... It's still in training with the candles. You remember that? Like where he has to like light individual candles?
Yeah.
He learns how to do that, I think, towards the end of the non-canon season, I think.
Mm.
But when it picks up in this, when it picks up in season 2, he's still learning how to light the candles. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's been so long. But I remember like when it came back, I was like, huh? And the thing is that like, I don't know how you guys feel. Because Fullmetal Alchemist and the Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, that's like a really good example. Sometimes, you know, the anime gets too popular and they have to like run because they're like, people are watching, we have to make the animators animate, and then that's kind of the end of the day. And 9 times out of 10, it's not a good idea to do that. Just sit and wait, and the fans that are loyal will come back to watch it. It's a problem, but I get it. I get that the studios are like, we have to keep people engaged, because if we don't have them engaged, then we don't make money for this, you know, the time spent on this blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. But, that brings up a conversation I did want to have a little bit later in the episode, if we got around to it, about like remakes and about like long awaited shows that might have let some people down.
That's why I still haven't seen Inuyasha, the remake, or with the one with his daughter, because I'm like, I can't open up my heart to be hurt like that. Just in case. Some people tell me it's great. Some people tell me that it's duru. And I'm like, I can't. That had such a special place in my heart.
I didn't even know there was a remake.
Yeah, there was it's a remake with his daughter. Yeah, and she's like another. She's like a quarter demon, basically, because he's half. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay, so what are some shows you're looking at and looking for?
Ranma looks interesting. I do like they're very faithful to, I don't know the mangaka's name. It looks like Inuyasha, just newer. It's really interesting.
Okay. Wait, Andre, I don't want to interrupt you, but I have to. Okay, so you know the little show on YouTube that we watch that I said like, oh my god, I love that print. What's the one where they like every 2 seconds is a joke? We've seen it like 4 times at my house.
Punch,
my brother says
forever.
Punch Punch Forever. There's at one point there's a print with like Gogo and Nono, and they're in that style.
Yeah.
Of that manga. If you guys haven't seen that YouTube series, please go watch it.
Punch Punch
very
Forever.
Important.
It's so good.
Yeah, but that I was like, oh no wonder. Like it's true. Like that style of manga is so specific. Okay, sorry. ADHD locked in. Continue.
Not the biggest Dragon Ball fan, but I feel like I have to watch Daima for Toriyama.
Fair enough.
It's the last thing he was involved with. I gotta do it. I'm interested, not really, but like, why is there five seasons of this? So I have to see what the hype is. Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon? Why? Is there a fifth season?
I've never even heard of this show. Y'all have never heard of the show?
I've heard of the show. I don't know why there's five. Okay. And shit like fucking Dress Up Darling. It's stuck with one.
Okay, so Kayla, as you're looking it up, I'll just kind of talk a little bit to kind of preface you a little bit. So is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon is like very much like, I think it's like isekai. Like
it's a light.
Isekai slop type joint.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, one of those isekai shows that where like all the women are just like big breasted bimbos that
right
like that are just gotta roam around and
the titty dynamics are crazy.
Yeah. And like a lot of them are the women interests are like I think they're Greek god related, maybe.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that. And like they're all like very much light. Like there's no melanin in them at all.
Right. They have never seen the sun. They don't know her. Right.
Exactly. And it's just like very much a turn your brain off. Like just it's really just a turn your brain off type show. And I guess it's popular enough to have this many seasons because people just like love that kind of style, I guess. I don't know.
Well, everyone loves to turn their brain off. I can always tell when a show is going to be like, hey, we're going to show you girls, and not just girls, but the girliest girls you're ever going to see. And the reason, like, the telltale sign is when the outfit of the girl is so painted on her skin that the dip of her belly button is seen through her clothes. Like, I'm like, belly buttons don't work like that. Why is this a thing? Why is this an art choice? But you,
because it's but, sometimes fire. I can't you know sit what? Here
and say like, yeah, it kind of sucks when Square Enix just did that to Tifa, and right. I'm like, and I'm here for it.
Listen, I'm not yucking anybody's yum. I'm just saying that style I know is equivalent to like, let's just all like. We're just like girls and we just want to be saved. And there's like five of us and one mediocre man. And I'm there for them for that.
Mediocre man is hilarious.
It's always one mediocre man.
That is fair. That is that's very fair.
But it's funny. It's we all care about the mediocre man because there's a mediocre man in all of us.
That's what I tell every girl.
Don't worry, baby. I'm just one mediocre man.
I'm mediocre.
I'm 6'3".
And you could have one in you too.
Wow.
Sorry.
That's an Austin Powers joke.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. When Mini-Me tells Beyonce, do you have a little angel in you? And she's like, no. And he's like, would you want one?
Oh my God. Jesus. All right. So
this,
continue
this
on.
Next,
I made up some tangents with yours.
I don't expect Kayla to watch this, and I don't know if you're going to take that as an insult or not, but I feel like you would find this interesting. Have you heard of Orb?
Dude.
It looks really cool on the movements of the Earth.
It's on my list.
It looks very
cool.
Shows
to watch.
It's very, on my list. It's historical. It's very science-y. It takes place in Poland. I don't think, it doesn't scream Kayla.
Yeah, it's I'm not gonna watch that. Don't you,
yeah.
Pookie? You know me too well because,
It looks very cool.
Yeah.
Madhouse. I love Madhouse.
I feel I can see this man in real life. Like I know exactly what he looks like in the streets.
The main character.
They portrayed a real man. Like I feel like I've seen him.
So for those that don't know, this is like one of the more like underrated ones that people aren't really talking about that much, but basically it's called Orb on the Movements of the Earth. And the premise is 15th century Poland, a time when heretical ideas led those who possessed such a mindset to be burned at the stake for their beliefs. I don't know how to say this dude's name because it's Polish. I think it's Rafat, I guess. as a child prodigy, and he's expected to major in theology at a university, the most important subject at the time. However, one day he meets a mysterious man and begins researching a potential truth amid heretical ideas. So essentially, it's like science versus religion, the show.
The show. You had Dr. Stone, and now you have Orb.
Right.
It just sounds like something I need to pay attention to, and sometimes I need that.
Yeah.
Like when you got to really look into and actually like, you know, lock in a little bit and watch instead of just like, you know.
And Madhouse, like at the same time. Madhouse is good with those because they did Sunny Boy.
Yes, they did.
And Sunny Boy broke my heart, mind, balls, body. Yeah. For
brain and heart, both. At the same time.
You sounded like those people on TikTok that are like, girl, it's time to get your whole mind, heart, body, soul out of bed today, girl. They do like this like vague European accent. And it was like, you broke my mind, body, soul, heart, girl. And that anime, that did that to me.
Welt. Oh my God. I love that guy. He does my soul.
Oh my gosh.
Welt, but, I am working in European internship, guys.
Yeah, y'all can keep Orb. I feel like that's something that I would have to lock in so much that I wouldn't have fun. I feel like I'd be taking a class.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Come on, dumb people. Raise your hands.
Right.
I didn't know MF Ghost was a show, but it looks cool.
It is the spiritual successor to Initial D. Same mangaka.
It looks exactly like Initial D.
It is, and I watched season one because I liked... Initial D is one of my favorites.
I love Initial D. It's awesome.
I watched the show for season one. Mm-hmm. And I will say that it's in the same universe as Initial D. Like some of the recurring characters, like the Renosuke, he's like a recurring character. Takumi I don't think Takumi shows himself in the show. But like he's definitely mentioned because he's the one that taught.
It's the same universe.
He's the one that taught the main character how to like race.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah. So my problem though with it, and look, I'm not again. When I never want to, I hate how I'm using both of y'all's phrase now. I never want to yuck anybody's yum. Okay. Never want to do that. However, he tries to do this thing with the main characters, and it worked for Takumi, but it doesn't work for this guy. Mm. Where Takumi's like the unassuming, like not dreary type, but he's just like the real, like the chill vibe guy that doesn't really looks very like aloof.
He's vibing.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's just very, he's very aloof, and he's like, you know, whatever about stuff. But he's once he locks in, and he becomes a very interesting character. He tries to, I can't remember the main character's name in MF Ghost, but he tries to do the same thing with this guy, but I don't know what it is, but this dude is capital B boring. It's like,
how are you baby. Boring? How are you boring and you're drifting, man?
Like, it's so crazy. Like, he's aloof to the point where you're like, okay, dude, like, you can take that hint. Like, come on now. Like, that's like the most, like, even somebody that's very oblivious could catch that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
well, that's crazy. Let me
help. Oh my God.
Listen, sometimes you could hit somebody over the head with a bat and they're not going to be like, me?
That was nuts.
And that was it was the same. Well, DJ, play it back.
Oh my God. Jesus, that's funny.
Oh man.
I love when the brain cell like just decides to like.
Oh yeah, they just
connect with you. It's just like I recognize you.
That's what I said last episode. She's Aaron and I'm Dan. We're the same.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
The crossover be wild.
The carbuncle ate itself.
Oh, like one of it's funny that you had mentioned earlier that you pick up that you picked up our phrase, because one of the most jarring phrases that I picked up from Andre was like, "What's good, big dog?" And that's so out of my character. And I went on a Disney trip earlier this year, and out of nowhere, whenever anyone would like just say something out of pocket, I'd be like, "My dog," and they'd be like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "I'm channeling somebody. Don't question it." And, or they would say something dumb like, "You want to go ride that ride?" And I was like, "Big dog." And it's my favorite thing, because I put on another face and I'm like, "Ha ha ha."
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
The last anime I saw, I'm not interested in it. But it's a Kayla show.
Aw.
A terrified teacher at ghoul school.
At the ghoul school? Hold on.
Yeah. I did see something about that, yeah.
It looks very soft and round and bubbly.
Soft and round and bubbly? It's crazy.
Oh my god, this looks so cute.
Exactly.
I'm for it. Look at that blonde man. What's his deal? What's going on?
There is a little cat person.
Yes.
Is wearing a boy uniform, so it's a cat boy, I guess.
You know what? This totally is my vibe, and I'll be adding it to my own list. Oh, there's a redhead with a patch. An eye patch, redhead with an eye patch. That's my man right there.
That's such a niche thing to like.
Listen, you know how like everyone's always like, oh, everybody has like a type. You know, there are people that go for the white-haired characters, the gloomy black-haired characters. When I see a redhead, which really started with Axel from Kingdom Hearts 2. Whoa! That was like that was like the first redheaded man that I'm like, something's changed within me. Something is not the same. That man like started like a domino effect in my life. And then I liked Renji from Bleach.
Mm.
Another one that was like locked and loaded.
Yeah. He's a fan.
I'd have to look up like all the redheads that I'm in love with, but whenever I do see one, I'm like, ooh, let's see what they're about.
That's funny.
I feel like,
thing to like.
I feel like.
So what characters do you go for? What hair color?
That's a good question. I think, well, I don't know. Cause I have like there's a specific, did we
hair
talk about this?
Hair color don't mean a damn thing.
It really doesn't, to me at least.
Wow.
Not to me. I don't know if we ever talked about this.
Wow, this sounds really fucking like, it's genuinely the personality.
You like them for who they are.
Oh my god, they're a cartoon character. Anyway. It's just, if they're cute, they're cute.
Right, yeah. Okay. I get that.
Okay, mental note.
Okay, locked in.
I know I had written down in our notes for episode ideas, the shipping episode. There needs to be a simping episode where we all talk about our anime crushes.
Okay, no, but that's literally perfect, because have you guys seen the trend about like the smash cake?
Yeah. No.
Okay, so people will get together with their friends and they have like this cake in front of them, and then they put photos of like characters that they would onto the stick, and then they just kind of announce and like put them on there. And really, it's meant for like out of pocket, like would you with this person? And a lot of people are doing like, I saw one today, it's like, oh, Aladdin, or Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron. I'm like, you're freaking basic. Even Pyramid Head,
that one's
basic.
Insane. That one's one's also insane. Jesus
Santissimo. Listen, what are we doing right now?
Pyramid Head is literally. So he's a sexual assaulter. That's why he's in the game. He's assaulting those two nurses.
I know nothing of him. All I know is that when I see someone cosplaying him at the conventions, I'm locked in.
You should be locked out of the building.
I unfortunately cannot. I didn't know he was like that, but I get it. And I love seeing the girly pops dress as Pyramid Head. Like they'll do like all pink Pyramid Head version.
There was one of them that did that at SuperCon. Me and you went, so we were like, yeah.
Exactly. You hypocrites. So anyway, so people like put those in there. So we should do that version for sure, but with our anime crushes. And I would like for you guys to be a little crazy with me, please. If I don't see at least three monsters in your pick, I'm yelling.
Crazy, I don't have.
I know. There was, Andre's been like, oh, what about like this alien version of like Ariana Grande looking
from
character?
Fortnite.
And I'm like, that's barely passable, but okay, here's your, you know, freak sticker of the month. You pass barely.
Right. She has a tail. I guess it counts, right?
Right. Woo.
Okay.
Show me a face full of teeth.
That's disgusting.
Are you done? That's crazy, actually. Zoe, are you done with your list?
Yes, I'm done with the shows.
I feel like we spent half of his just going on tangents the entire time.
I'm so sorry.
That's what makes the podcast fun.
Fair enough. So for me, I got to start with Bleach, my baby, my pride and joy.
Yeah.
Love that. It makes me feel good that a faithful adaptation of a story arc that we've been waiting so many years for is actually really good. I can't say the same for other fandoms. I apologize, but
yeah.
Bleach, like they do splitting up into like cores. I think the third core is out as of yesterday, or as of the time of this recording. So it's like. So it might have been like that Tuesday, Wednesday, I think, when it dropped, maybe. I can't tell you. Or something like that. But it dropped since we recorded this episode.
Okay.
Super excited for that. It's just everything on that looks amazing. And they're letting Kubo kind of like jump in and add elements to the story that he wasn't able to add at the time of him making the original story, which I think is really cool. So then I'll get into some smaller ones. Blue Box. I've been reading the manga for Blue Box since it started. It's a romance anime about when I say this phrase, don't look at me crazy. Okay. It's not an age gap in the sense of like way older man or way older woman. It's like the kid is like a second year in high school and the crush he's going after is like a third year. She's going to graduate.
I know why I know this one. Our me and Andre's mutual friend Johnny sent me this a clip of this yesterday, and he was like, "Kayla, I just need you to be emotional with me." And I said, "I'm not there right now. I'm not emotionally ready to give that. But from the photo that I can already see, yes, absolutely. Yeah. So that's coming out has been out.
First episode drop, I think. Essentially, it is this kid." Who plays basketball, or plays with badminton, sorry. Kids plays badminton, super hard worker, and he like always comes in the morning and work on his game, and he's like very committed to playing. And part of the reason why he shows up so early also is because his crush, who's a third year, she's like a senior, she is a basketball player who's super dedicated. She also shows up early in the morning. She's the older one, yeah.
Hell yeah! Love that.
So on the tip of liking older women, which guilty.
The both of you.
I was
someone's gotta take the burden.
What is it? The wake up.
Time to salute wake the up, flag. Cocksuckers. Time to salute the flag.
Oh boy. Yeah, so that's not the main reason why I like it, but it adds to it.
It adds.
And basically, it's basically those two, like, kind of developing a relationship. And then with the added caveat that the girl's family, her mom and dad, are moving away from, I guess, the prefecture they're in. And so she has to now, and apparently, unbeknownst to the boy, the family, the girl's family is good friends with the boy's parents. So she just moves in with them. Mm-hmm. So now, like, his crush is living in the same house as him.
I love same roof romance. I understand that most of the time that romance trope is tied to my mom married your dad and we're the same grade and we hate each other and now we're siblings, but we also like each other. I get that that's typically the trope. But I do love Same Roof. It's like, oh, you're my cousin, or not your cousin, but like,
hey, wow.
No. Listen. They, you know how they call each other cousins, but they're not really.
The mask cracked.
No, it's not like that. It's like they call each other cousins, but they're not really cousins.
Oh my goodness.
And they end up going into town. It's because they were neighbors and they grew up together. So it's like, oh my God, yeah, he's like my cousin.
Yeah, I learned, funny enough, as far as phrases, as far as phrases we picked up so far, a podcast I listened to has a bunch of like people that are like Dominican, mm-hmm. and one of the girls on the podcast, her favorite saying when people say it's my pocket shit is Jesus Santissimo. I have now picked up that into my vocabulary.
I'm not even going to defend myself because I know that you guys know what I mean. I know, yes. Everyone knows what I mean.
Sure.
I'm just sorry it came out that way.
Oh, that was funny.
Sure.
That was hilarious.
Shut up.
Okay. moving on.
All right, guys, I'm out. You guys finish the podcast.
Yeah. Moving on. One that I think all three of us, I think, would like is called 365 Days Till the Wedding. And so I mentioned this to you before we started recording, but in the same vein as More Than a Married Couple But Not Lovers, mm-hmm. it's kind of in a similar kind of vein where it's a workplace romance comedy about this company that's going to be moving all of their workers to like Siberia or some shit.
Okay.
But only the single workers in that office space.
I'm
looking at the art right now and I'm like
So these two workers that don't really know each other very well that want to stay in Japan essentially like fake and say to everybody in the office that they have a year until their wedding day.
I love it. I'm in.
That's awesome. Absolutely. I do love those types too.
I hope it gets as trashy as I always forget the title. Not Lovers.
Mm-hmm. More than a married couple, but not lovers, I think is what
that one.
Mm. That one is.
Yeah, I love like those like circumstantial, like, oh, we got to get married because this is happening and this is the only way logically, of course, to save ourselves.
Kayla,
sure.
I need you to watch that one, more than a married couple. It's okay. It's insane. It's
okay,
especially the dub. There's a scene where the guy is talking to the girl he likes, not the girl he's mm-hmm. married to, the girl he likes, and they're working at a cafe, and he's teaching her how to make a certain coffee. You've probably heard this on TikTok where he's like, okay, yeah, and then you grab the tip, and then she's
yes,
like,
yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember when I first heard that audio, I was like, who was in the room in the studio cooking with this audio? They knew exactly what
they're
were
just
doing.
Making coffee. It's in the show.
I know. I've seen the actual clip, and she's like, it's okay. Little girl, please.
Yes.
Please.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
That show is insane. It's so funny.
Oh my God, bro. That's just like...
A small tangent is that like, so when I was younger, I used to love shoujo anime. Like that was like my favorite thing. I want sparkles and glitter to like be thrown up on me with like hearts and just like love all over. And then as I got older, I got more into like shonen because I love a good storyline. Because typically, you know, sometimes the storylines are better. And I love a good fight scene. But when I do jump back into shoujo, I become the biggest mush. I'm intolerable to a point. Like I am locked and loaded with a pillow and whoever is next to me is getting hit. They're getting hit. And it like that even happened, Taylor, when we were watching Mob Psycho.
Yes.
It wasn't even romance, but it was just because he's so baby that I'd look over and I'd be like, I can't. I'd like hate you, and I'm like, why did you do this to me? You suck.
So I literally just continue on a tangent. When we watched Mob Psycho, that was one of the funniest experiences ever. Because yeah, like Mob, like you really like your heart breaks for Mob a lot of the time, and you're just like, like a lot of time you're watching him, you go, "Aw," like that, and that's usually my initial reaction. But Caleb was like inconsolable at some point. Like, oh my god!
I saw him at one point because I felt like tears going down my eyes, and I just see Taylor from the corner of my eye go like. And I was like, don't look at me and my shame.
Oh,
please.
My God.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that's watching mushy things.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Okay, so before D&D every Monday, then.
Yeah.
We got to watch 365 Days Till the Marriage. Like, the new episode before everyone gets there.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. You're typically the first one there anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Y'all gotta do that. I'll keep on it. Okay. So one show that we didn't mention yet that we want to watch, but is one that I'm so excited for because the first episode was amazing. Dan to Dan.
Yeah.
Dan to Dan. Man, I'm gonna keep it spoiler free, Zoe. We hopefully gonna keep that packed because Kayla has not seen it yet.
I have not, because, okay, for our listeners, I fully assumed that the three of us were going to watch it together.
Miscommunication, things happened, it was my fault.
It was
a breakdown in communication, and that's okay, because I have time, and I'm going to watch it. But I did get to see at least, like, some of the clips, because I didn't know at all that it was even slightly romantic, which adds a whole new layer for me. And the art style is beautiful, and the opening song is pretty tops. Yeah. So yeah. I'm going to let you guys take it away.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and say, for those that don't know, if you're living under a rock, I guess, I don't know. Essentially, it is two characters. There is, I call him Okarun because that's where I'm at in the manga. Mm-hmm. And then Momo. And Okarun believes in the supernatural, the occult, the paranormal, stuff like that.
Specifically aliens.
But he believes in, like, supernatural, paranormal, alien stuff. He believes in that, but doesn't believe in ghosts. Mm-hmm. Momo believes in ghosts because her grandmother is a medium.
Does not believe in aliens.
And so Momo is, like a Gyaru-type character, very eccentric and, like, I'm saying it has like this ideal man that she wants to be with.
Yeah.
Ken Takakura.
I'll get back to him in a second. He's not really a spoiler per se to the story, but it was something that I think is interesting to point out. Okarun is like this loner, kind of like Mob. Like Okarun literally reminds me of Mob.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh,
same
cute.
Same kind of like get up. The glasses, kind of loner to himself, has self-esteem issues, that kind of stuff, right?
Okay.
So essentially they kind of like, they come together, have a conversation. One of them they kind of argue about which one is real or not. So they dare each other. One person go to one haunted place. One person go to one place with a lot of like known alien activity.
Nice.
Then some crazy shit happens. And then that's how they kind of like come together. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Things happen during and
things happen so during good. where they realize that things happen where they realize that actually both exist at the same time.
Absolutely. They do.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So that's like the premise of it. And then within it has these character dynamics where like, you can obviously tell that the two characters are going to like fall in love with each other. It's kind of like, set up to
from
the get-go where they have these moments where like Momo comes in and like protects Okarun from being bullied, and then they have this like really witty banter back and forth, and they argue and bicker like a married couple already, and so you can kind of see the dynamic kind of forming anyways. But funny enough, so I saw something the other day because I read the manga for it, and Ken Takakura is shown in the manga, like they show who he is. They show like, essentially, if you want to think about, I can't remember what they said. I think it was a tweet you sent me, Zoe, right? Ken Takakura is supposed to be in the Japanese culture.
What makes me love Momo even more, because for the most part,
a lot of girls written in anime are kind of just for like what's the perfect kind of girl for the mangaka.
Yeah.
But they make her very goofy. She's very expressive. She has like Muppet faces sometimes.
Aww.
And then she's like, oh, why can't I find a man like Ken Takakura? And this tweet made me love her more because Ken Takakura isn't like a K-pop boy or a pop singer or a rapper. He's Japan's version of Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now.
And I looked him up. He's a very good looking man.
Very handsome.
He's very handsome. So she wants like an old school kind of rugged. It's just out of left field. And it gives her a lot of character.
Yeah. But the thing is, they don't. One thing that I saw somebody tweet this and I kind of agree with it. Essentially, they don't show. They mention Ken Takakura in the dialogue, but they don't show Ken Takakura in the anime. So people that haven't read the manga won't necessarily have the reference of who Momo is talking about unless you go search Ken Takakura. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why the joke at the very end when
I feel like Kayla should experience that.
Yeah, the joke at the end makes more sense if you actually have the reference of Ken Takakura. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All I'm saying is that there's a movie that he's in called Brutal Tales of Chivalry, and he's like covered in like tattoos.
Yeah.
Girly pop Momo. I get it, and I stand by you. So I can't wait. I can't wait to watch this show.
One thing that I did, this isn't necessarily like a and so you feel free to agree or disagree at all. But people started comparing it to Fooly Cooly on my timeline when I was watching it. And while I can understand a similar state, like a viewpoint where it's like out of left field and it's very weird, and I don't think it has the same like frame structure that to where you can say, oh yeah, this is like a new gen Fooly Cooly.
No, not at all. I can see like there's a lot of probably inspiration from the animation, because like there's a part where, again, not because I want Kayla to experience it, but when Okarun and Momo, they're separated, and then they experience their own things, but the way Okarun gets to Momo is very Fooly Cooly.
Yes.
And then when Momo, the perspective on Momo's kick both times, where it's like very on her, yes, and it makes her leg look very stretched out.
Yeah.
That's also very Fooly Cooly. There's a lot of Fooly Cooly-ness in the animation.
Little references.
But the story, not at all. Because I love Fooly Cooly and I still don't get it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. It's on my list of things to one day see, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, we could probably, I mean, there's only what, 6 episodes? That could be eight.
Well, it's because now there's Fooly Cooly, then Fooly Cooly Alternative, Fooly Cooly Progressive, Fooly Cooly another genre.
There's a new
of
one
rock
that came out recently. Yeah. It's, yeah. But I'm talking about the original Fooly Cooly, like 6 episodes.
Yeah.
And so, like, I see from like the overall, like, maybe not really homages, but like similar styles and similar structures of how we do like the weird stuff and like with certain shot construction and stuff like that. But I think at the end of the day, as far as overall messaging, I guess, and theme framework, yeah, I think it they're not the same. Because like Fooly Cooly has a lot to do with like puberty, manhood, masculinity, and stuff like that. I think while Dandadan could potentially tackle stuff like that, and I'm saying that like to keep it spoiler free, they tackle stuff like that. I don't think the framework and messaging is the exact same. It's not. It's a lot, like there's a lot different, like more heartfelt moments in that story that have nothing to do with that kind of framework and stuff like that.
Yeah, Fooly Cooly is very much like, hey, growing up sucks, and I'm not here to make it better. I'm here to tell you how much it sucks.
Literally.
Dang. It's not like Gravity Falls where it's like, we're going to make you feel better about it. It's like, you're going to hate it. Prepare yourselves.
Legit. It's like, yeah, it's like, a, yeah, you're gonna hate getting older because of all these other things that nobody really tells you about getting older. Mm-hmm. Like with Gravity Falls, it was like, oh, you know, like people kind of go through puberty and change, and they're not as nice as they used to be when you get older. Like, it's like you could potentially deal with sexual harassment at any point in time. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
That's strong right there.
You're gonna really like this girl, and she's never gonna like you back. But you're gonna try, and no matter how hard you try, it doesn't matter. It's like shit like that.
Yeah. Mm. It's like you're gonna experience sexual situations against your will, whether you like him or not. You know what I'm saying? It's like crazy. It's like you're gonna figure out whether or not you're gonna figure out what manhood and masculinity is from both spectrums, where it's toxic.
It's a good show though. It's a great show.
But like,
y'all already stressing me.
It's a great show, but like, it's just how they handle Takun in that show as the main character. And it's like, it is very much a brutal reality type of growing up sucks thing. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Wow, you've really sold the show to me.
Sorry.
No, it sounds really good. It's just, I feel like I have to be in a good emotional state to go like, okay, we're going to watch this now.
Yeah. But like, it's funny as people, I know we're going on a fully coolie tangent, but like, it's, what's funny is when people watch the show, unless you're like looking at it through that lens, like you're not going to catch most of that. Mm-hmm. It's like, you'll watch it and you'll be like, oh, that's kind of weird. But like, you don't really, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're looking at it through that kind of scope, you could just be like, oh, that's weird, but haha, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
right.
And it's all, it's not that it hangs on to those moments forever. It just kind of happens and then moves on to something else that's like a joke or something else that's important to the story.
Dandaran on one episode already is way more like lighthearted.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. That's what I want. I also just love that I feel like more and more people are obsessed with like monsters, ghosts, aliens. I mean, more now than it has been in a while. Because like back in the day when you liked those things, you were automatically considered like nerdier, or it wasn't like a mainstream media thing. But now that it is, I feel like it's bringing everyone together. Like all the people who love cryptids and the people who, you know, just are obsessed with the unknown, right? Like, I love that that's a theme, you know?
Yeah.
Now, sure. Like more in the forefront of media.
Yeah. Now, I will say, we can help. Kayla, you can chime in on this. The OP is a fucking banger. Oh, my God.
It is. It's very fun. Oh, my
God. Creepy Nuts. They did that, and they did Mashal.
They did do Mashal. That one's good, too.
It's the same band.
Oh.
That's nice. And then, like, it got 2 million... plays on the day it got released. 2 million.
That's like impressive.
it's great. I love that.
They ate it up. Really cool.
Yeah, and it really shows like just how like weird it's going to get eventually, you know?
Yeah.
They're gonna be hired by so many more animes now. They're gonna be like the opening guys for
the opening people.
It used to be like what's her name? Aimer.
Her name is like Vondi was around for Vondi a minute.
Was fire with the have you seen that one? What's the anime with Boji in it?
Ranking of Kings.
Have you seen that one, Kayla?
It's too ugly.
What? Oh, I hit my mic. It's ugly?
Yeah, ugly.
It's not.
let me look at it again.
That is objectively incorrect.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different one. I thought it was one about like these like guys who, like fight in a coliseum. I thought it was that. No, Ranking of Kings is that little froggy boy. He's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. Sorry, I take that full on back. I thought it was like this one that's on Netflix that has all these like people fighting and their art style is like really sharp and really just like
where the girl is it the one
yeah
And
oh, Record of Ragnarok?
And she yes. and a woo.
Record of Ragnarok. Yeah,
yeah, something I don't know why.
And her boobs get in her face. It's so yeah. stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I that style that's on. I just,
Yeah,
I have like style problems. Like,
oh, I see
like,
where you get confused. Record of, ranking of, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. It takes me a while to like watch something that I don't initially like the art style, but once I'm in, I can do it. But probably not that one on Netflix.
Yeah, no, that one's bad.
Ranking of Kings is one that you.
No, you, this child's beautiful.
You will need to watch it with at least Sam to hit someone.
Oh,
the thing is that this little boy looks like Sam to me.
Oh,
so I'm gonna be emotional.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Wait, I don't think I should tell her. Actually, never mind. I'm not gonna tell you. You're just gonna have.
You're gonna be pissed.
You know how we were watching Mob Psycho and you were getting like. Your heart was breaking for Mob. It's going to be 10 times worse with Boji. I'm not going to lie.
What is that other series on Netflix of a little boy who lives alone in an apartment complex?
Totoro Lives Alone.
Totoro Lives Alone.
There you go. Yes. That one I saw for the most part alone. I cannot tell you how many times I would sit at the end of the episode. I could only watch one at a time. And I'd be like, I have to watch Bluey now. Because if I don't, my heart's going to implode and I won't live to see tomorrow. Because I'm like, who would leave this beautiful little boy alone? I just don't
episode,
understand.
The episode where he says tissues taste sweet fucking destroyed me.
I already want to cry.
That episode killed me.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it plays it off like this really bright. And happy show, and then he'll say a line. You go. Oh,
I'm gonna throw up. Oh, yeah,
he is a 5-year-old living alone. He probably was starving at one point.
Yes.
Like,
oh my gosh. No. And I remember, I'm like, oh, it's gonna be so silly, goofy, because look at his dumb little eyes. And then I was like, look at his beautiful little eyes.
Okay.
Stupid God T-shirt.
Okay, moving to my last-ish segment or whatever is I want to say let's pour one out for the fans of Uzumaki who have been waiting so many years for their beloved Junji Ito story to get an adaptation. Episode one, I did watch episode one. Mm-hmm. Very good. I'm not a horror guy. Not a horror guy at all. Enjoyed it. And I thought like the animation style looks cool. I love how they did like the animation style is black and white. They kept it like that because of how like jarring and scary those panels are in black and white. And I kept it like that. Really, really cool. And then episode two happens.
In what way?
I'm about, hold on, Kayla.
Yeah, pull it up, because the other Junji Ito series on Netflix was really good and very unsettling, and I enjoyed it.
I'm going to try to send this
in the chat. I don't know what happened.
I need you to just watch this clip.
Is it because it's so, like, gross, or you think it just went bad?
No, the animation quality.
Check the...
Chicka.
I don't want to say our group chat name out loud on air.
It's called Boys Love.
And the symbol is of Hikaru and Kaoru from Ori High School Host Club.
Yes.
I love that.
Can you see this? Take a look at the tweet. The tweet basically, I'll kind of basically preface and say that the studio apparently changed. In the middle between episode one and episode two, the production team changed for some reason I'm unaware of. And it went from, it's abysmal.
Why?
Look how bad that is.
Why? First of all, it looks like, you know, those video game characters that get like stuck in like moving like one way in a game.
Yes.
And then their faces are completely off. Do you know what it feels like? Do you guys remember in Gurren Lagann, like the first episode is like beautifully animated?
Yes.
And then they're like, you like this? And the second episode happens and you're like, oh, what's happening?
Yes.
And you're like, if this doesn't go back, I'm throwing this anime in the river.
Kayla.
And it did. It went back.
Kayla.
But what is this?
Kayla, side note on the Gurren Lagann thing. Zoe said that exact same thing in episode 50.
Really?
He goes,
it is jarring.
He was like, bro, I love the episodes. Then you get to episode 8 and they play the same running animation up the monster's arm six times. But like in a different angle. It's like one way this way, one way this way.
The studio said, hey, I don't have the funds. And I ain't gonna do it to him like that.
Yeah. In the case of Uzumaki, though, they changed, according to like when I did some research on it. I didn't look too deep into it. I don't know why. But they changed studios.
No, they gave that to college students. And they doodled it on Kid Pics. Not even MS Paint. That's Kid Pics. What are they doing? That is so bad.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Eyeballs are on his forehead.
I don't want to necessarily blame like the animators. If they had to switch studios, they probably didn't give the second studio enough time.
Probably.
It looks like Gawk and Handsome.
When they fall on the ground, that shit is so funny.
The running is bad, they fall on the ground. I'm like, man, that animation
they're running like this.
They're running literally sideways. Like how a kid understands running in a drawing. That's how it was drawn in that perspective. But when that man looks up for the first time and his eyeballs are up here and his face is giving long face, I'm like, something happened. All the cooks left the kitchen.
So let me tell you guys something, and then watch part of the clip and see if you notice it.
Okay, hold on.
There's a lot. I noticed it from like frame one. There's a lot of points where you can tell they traced over a 3D object. Yeah. Yeah. You're muted. Taylor.
You can see the lines.
It is that they modeled it in 3D and then they traced over to make it look 2D animated.
And you can tell, like, because when they're first running, their faces are doing this weird like motion that it's like a rendering, right? It's just like, hey, this is movement. Also the slow punch to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad.
Dude, and the thing is, Adult Swim announced this, like, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And everyone's been hyped since. Like, the day they announced it, I was like, oh my god! I don't read too much. I read Junji Ito. I've read a bunch of his stories. I love his shit. And this was so... If Dandadan was number one, Uzumaki was number two on my most anticipated. And it's very disappointing.
Yeah, I hope it picks up for episode 3 because I don't know what the heck happened.
I'll give it a shot. I'm gonna finish the because what is it? 6 episodes, isn't it? It's very short.
Yeah, it's like it's a small. It's gonna be a small series.
It's 4 episodes. It's super short.
Yeah,
yeah.
Listen, at the end of the day, Junji Ito gave us at least one phenomenal thing this year, and that was the Sanrio collab. So, you know, he made. There's just a little mistake. For the show, but the Sanrio collab, 10 out of 10.
How to pick out the worst woman in the world challenge. If she owns Junji Ito Sanrio.
That's crazy.
I am both flabber and gasted? Excuse me?
Female manipulator.
You don't like the collab?
It's the same as being straight and painting your nails as a guy. You're a manipulator.
That's crazy, actually.
No, no, the things that are being thrown at me right now are insane, and I can't absorb them all. I don't understand. First of all, straight men look super hot with their nails painted. What are you saying? What are you saying to me right now?
It's working.
What do you mean? I don't. Is this flying over my head? I'm so angry.
Oh my god.
I'm so angry. First of all, Junji Ito's daughter loves Sanrio, so now she can be like, my dad collabed with Sanrio. That's pretty cool. That's so I understand.
Okay. let's just move on. Because no, I don't know what's happening.
We're
right
gonna
now.
Move on in the podcast, but I'm never gonna be able to move on in my heart.
Oh my god.
All right. Okay. It doesn't apply to you. It's just
Oh, it doesn't apply to you, but I'm going to shoot these at you directly.
No, it's me fucking around. It's the chronically online e-girls who are like, they're female manipulators.
Oh, shit. Okay. Let me just take it away, Taylor. Yeah, let me get back to the ranch. Okay. For this last little segment, I was laughing about like people having these like long awaited all this hype for long awaited adaptations of some of their favorite mangas or just stories in general. And there's always the fear that the adaptation they get is gonna be bad. Right? Yes. It sucks for something as popular as Uzumaki. Like, even me as someone that's never read it at all, I know who Junji Ito is. I know what Uzumaki is, right? Like, it take like the Naruto aspect out of it. If you were to say Uzumaki, like, you know exactly what people are talking about. You know what I'm saying? And so get that kind of this kind of story getting announced is like huge. So all the horror fans and like body horror fans and like horror manga fans and just fans of Junji Ito in general are like, oh, this is like a big thing. And just to get an amazing episode one and be riding this high and then immediately take the swiftest gut punch with episode two
now,
is like a crazy thing to have happen to you.
Here's the thing. We can hope that what it means, because sometimes, you know, we've seen this in Demon Slayer, we've seen this in a bunch of other anime, where a big episode is coming up, something that they have to, like, throw all of their artists into, they're working overtime, they're doing the job, so the quality goes down in one to then throw all the money up in the other. And you'll see it sometimes because in Demon Slayer, they'll have a lot of like derpy faces in the background. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're not animating this for real. You're getting dumb face. or like there's not as many details in the clothes, things like that. Obviously not at the level of whatever the heck I just witnessed, you know. But maybe it just means that like, okay, they had that little shock. They had to change studios, but they're going to pick it back up. And then maybe third episode, they're going to redeem themselves and it's going to be the most grotesque things we've ever seen. So I'm going to hope we can check in next episode and say, like, did it live up or did it die? You know, hopefully it lives up.
Yeah, and it kind of came when I was looking at it. Are there any long-awaited stories that either of us have, like, wanted but are also scared that the adaptation is going to be bad?
A plethora.
I mean, before this, it was Dandaran again. Didn't read it, but I had seen it and I'm like, wow, this looks so freaking cool and stylish. And then they announced it, and for the past year and a half I was like,
please be good, please be good, please be good.
I've always felt that way about Oren High School Host Club. They've always like hinted at having another season, and I think that if they picked it up again, there's something so beautiful about how it was animated the first time and the quality of it, even. Like, I don't want it to be in like super, what's even the word I'm looking for, like, I don't want it to be super defined. I need it to be a little crunchy in order for it to stay the same. So they always hint every couple of years, like, oh, another season's going to come out. It's going to, you know, follow the manga. I'm like, don't play with my heart, because even if it came out, I don't know how I would feel.
Yeah, I think some anime, or just some anime in general, look better or need to stay in that 4-3 ratio.
Yeah.
Like that, like they don't need to go past the 4-3 ratio with a little bit of like grayish tint on the screen.
Oh, it's so yummy. It's so good.
That's how I feel about like Yu Yu Hakusho. If they were to ever remake that, like I wouldn't want it. Like it looks way better. Like that style looks way better. Soul Eater, exact same way.
Oh! No one ever touched Soul Eater. That's not allowed.
I would want a remake only because I don't hate how they ended it. But again, they split the source material.
You just got to read.
Episode 12.
Yep.
From episode 12 on. Yep. And then like what they did was they kept some similar story beats from the source material as they were airing episodes. But like we're tweaking it really slightly. And then had this original ending where Maka turns into a scythe when she has soul right there with her. Like it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense at all. Although animation is cool, ending is cool, doesn't make any sense. I don't like it. That's the only they need to get the Brotherhood treatment. The problem is Soul Eater's style in that show is so like definitive, and the goofiness of the world and how the characters are designed would not work in a more modern animation, with a more modern animation studio.
They
would
world is
yeah, go
sorry
ahead.
Go ahead. No, you
no go. Oh my god.
Okay, the world is so rubber hose sometimes.
Yes.
Like
it's
so like bouncy. And if it were to ever be reanimated, I do love Fire Force, and those worlds are connected.
They are.
So I don't feel like it would be horrible. It would just be like a change in like, okay, like don't expect that like grittiness from the first one. Mm-hmm. But I think they would do a good job.
You know what it would also lose?
The aesthetic of Soul Eater is very 2006.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very Hot Topic when Hot Topic had goth lettering.
Oh, yes, man. And it had that front gate that made you feel like a witch. Oh,
it's kind of, this is a more of a personal thing. The aura that Square Enix had 2002 to 2009 is that kind of like what's it called? Urban industrial. Like I said, an easier way to explain it, very Hot Topic. They had Cloud, they changed his thing, and now he's wearing all black. And Barrett is wearing a mesh shirt. You could see his abs. Kingdom Hearts 2 is very, very mysterious. It's very, you know, for a Disney game, dark.
Yeah.
That now, all their new shit, I still love it. They're still my favorite game company, but it's not, the aura's completely different.
Yeah.
It's kind of more out there. Kingdom Hearts is very, it's Kingdom Hearts is more Disney than it is Square Enix now.
Yeah.
The remakes for Final Fantasy VII are not as cold and dark. It's very much more grand. Hans Zimmer Orchestra.
Yeah.
If that's an easier way to put it.
We need to bring back that grungy early 2000s style. Like, please change Hot Topic back to being the way that it was when I would go in and the person helping you would be covered in piercings and had spiky blue hair, and they definitely were not like wearing like their uniform in the right way at all. They all had it like edited and you know, they had done it up themselves.
Right. That's part of the charm though.
It was part of the charm because there'd be a Claire's next door where everything is like pink and purple and glitter sparkles. And then you'd walk over to Hot Topic and it's like, give me your souls. And I loved that about it. Like it was so cool. And we need to also bring back that feeling into certain media because it's just a good
time. Speaking of souls, Soul Eater would just lose that, I feel.
It would lose. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was very good, very good.
Yes, very good. Way to bring that around. But that's true. I think one story that I think peace. Has...
Huh? You went one, and I went peace.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my goodness! I thought we would go the whole time without talking about One Piece. At some point, we were going. What, two episodes? No, you mentioned it when you came on the show the first time. I was like,
oh, I'm gonna find a way.
I was gonna find a way. But one show that has kind of, I think, passed the bar or whatever, like kind of passed that threshold where it's a fan favorite, classic title that also has a good adaptation. Is Vinland Saga, and if something like Vagabond was to be animated, I hope it does. I don't think it will. I have faith. I have faith that it could potentially be a good adaptation. But I think like a lot of fans of that story of Vagabond are also kind of in that same vein of like, I just don't want my. I don't want to end up like Kingdom. Kingdom is one of the more classic like mangas ever. Mm. And it got the CG anime treatment. Mm. And it looks really bad.
Oh, like Sailor Moon Crystal.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that? Okay. No. So if you look at like obviously like old Sailor Moon, yeah. You know, it's beautifully animated. It feels, you know, it's hand drawn. It's very beautiful. If you look at Sailor Moon Crystal, that entire thing is just like, it's too bright. I don't know how to explain it any other way. It like it's everything.
Sailor Moon.
No, because Sailor Moon used to be full of like rich colors and like yes, it was still bright and sparkly. But if you look at Sailor Moon Crystal, it looks like someone took the brightness and went, you know what we need? And just like put it all the way up. And like the characters are too shiny and it's too much. I couldn't finish it. It's too off-putting. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then also the next one is like Berserk too, with it being close to the finish line. I think every Berserk title since what like 90 mm-hmm. the 97 version mm-hmm. where they end like a cliffhanger, and then just didn't decide to pick up the rest of the show after the rest of the story yeah. after that, and that's the only real true good. Well, good is subjective, but like adaptation of it, like I know the
one is
Berserk 2016 is terrible. Oh my god, it is. Really bad.
He's like this one probably.
He sounded like Tigger. Like
it's probably one of the worst adaptations I've ever seen in my life.
It's hard, bro.
It's so bad. It gives Zoe, it gives X-Arm a run for its money. For
oh my sure. god.
I need you guys to send me these.
That's one show I think we need to do for the reaction content video. Because X-Arm is so bad.
What is this? What is this? What is this?
X-Arm? E-X-A-R-M.
E-X-A-R-N?
M.
M.
X-Arm. Yes.
X-Arm.
Yeah.
What is that?
Adult Swim, no?
What is this animation?
Yeah, it's rough.
Something's it's funky bad. Here.
Something's fishy.
I do not like... Sometimes I understand people like, we need to make a 3D because it's the future and do... Mm-mm. Kill it. It's kill it with fire.
The only CG stories, I'll say plural, that do it really well are Beastars and Trigun Stampede. That's it.
The last Lupin the Third movie
was... I'll give you that one.
Beautiful, and I love Lupin.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. Mm. Funny enough, Trigun Stampede and Beastars, I think, are the same studio.
Same company, yeah.
I think. Same, yeah, it's same like studio.
Studio they did Orange or something.
Orange, Studio Orange. Uh huh. They did Beastars, and they kind of spearheaded a lot of the technology used to make very smooth mm-hmm. animation and CG. Because obviously you watch Beastars. Each season of Beastars gets better with its animation over time.
It does.
Yeah, and then they kind of took that same formula that they had with season two of Beastars and, like, refined it for Trigun Stampede, which is, like, I guess it's a retelling of Trigun, but with slight tweaks to it. And that just makes me, I guess that gives you hope for how good Beastars season three is going to look.
Honestly. Right. Yeah, no, I've seen the art for Trigun. They did a great job. But I also just like, I've never seen the show. I just like the art in general. Yeah. I think that I would fall head over heels for the man in the red coat.
Oh, Bash, yes.
He's
oh,
very,
I think he'd be, no.
He's kind yes, of goofy but also. And loving. I feel like you'd like that about him.
Yeah. I love a goof.
But I think also, I think she'd be more attracted to Wolfwood, if anything.
Yes.
The man, the black, on. The Wolfwood, yeah, he's a dark haired character who carries a big ass cross on his shoulder.
Oh, I see him now. You know, I typically don't go for characters with the black hair, but
he's very Pedro Pascal coded.
Yeah, if he's Pedro Pascal coded, that's it for me, unfortunately. I do love men who just carry large objects.
Cloud Strife.
Exactly. Cloud. And Zach before him.
And Zach.
I prefer Zach
and Angeal and Genesis, but we don't have to get into that.
Oh my goodness!
that's for the future episode of just like who
the PhDs in Final Fantasy lore over there. Okay, is there anything else y'all got? Yes, no.
I was gonna say I just remembered. It's not a manga adaptation; it's a video game adaptation. The Tekken show. It just did not live up to the hype.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was so excited for it. And then they skipped, like, almost all the fights.
Yeah.
It's a Tekken show.
Like,
show me the fights!
It was like, they showed the main fights that Jin has, and that was it. Like,
they don't show Paul fighting Kuma, which is, in the lore, very important.
Yeah.
Kuma, it's an actual bear, Kayla.
That's okay.
And he,
I was he, only thinking of Kuma from One Piece. No, like,
he was adopted by Heihachi, the main bad guy, and okay. Heihachi loves him more than Kazuya. Kazuya, his actual son.
It kind of glitched over on my end, so I was going son. I, you know, because we're talking about Tekken, like the arcade game, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, because I, you know, I have a younger brother, so when we would go to arcades, I wasn't good at games, but, you know, he wanted someone to play with, so I was just a button smasher. I don't know any of the combos. I'm just there like, can I win?
It's Tekken.
And I just pick characters based off of, like, pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just need to punch.
Right. Just hit a bunch of buttons. Hopefully it does something.
And hopefully it doesn't look cool. Out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to find out that one move and I'm going to use it for 14 hours.
Oh, boy.
Am I right, guys?
No, I mean, that's how you learn combos early on. Use button mash.
Yeah.
Specifically Tekken, it's really hard. There's like thousands of moves.
For sure. It's kind of, it gets complicated. Okay, is that it for everybody? Mm-hmm. Anybody have any music recommendations or no? Yes, no? If you don't, it's cool.
What came out this week?
What did come out this week? Kayla, you don't have to.
Did you know Pale Waves dropped an album?
Who?
Pale Waves. The girl, 1975. They're signed to Dirty Hit.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know who that
is. They're great. They're awesome.
Put me on. What is their new album?
It's called Smitten. Smitten.
By Pale Waves. Okay. Oh, I did see this album on like the new releases, but I just did not give it a look.
They're awesome. And the new Sampha album's pretty good.
Yeah, the it's pretty good. Only thing I got is Jordan Ward dropped a five song EP, called Journey. It's pretty solid. I'm a big fan of Jordan Ward. His album Forward was one of my favorites of last year. So yeah, if you haven't heard of him, I'd definitely go check that out.
I don't have anything fun or new, but, you know, tis the season. I have been listening to this playlist on Spotify called A Vintage Halloween, and they have a whole bunch of, like old, spooky, silly, like, walking through Disney-type music, and it's been helping me get through my day, so.
Oh, it just hit me. There needs to be a Disney adult episode where we just teach... Well, I'm more lore guy, so I'll teach you guys lore.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He's the lore. I'm the feelings. Yeah, I'm the feelings. And then we're just going to – you may never be as obsessed with us, Taylor, but we're going to get you to a point where you're going to message us one day and go, hey, guys, I've been feeling like I want to go to Disney. And that's how I know – that we've done our job.
I mean, I will say, like, going to Disney with you guys. I don't think I've gone to Disney with you, Kayla, but I've gone with Zoe and his friends. Those are always fun experiences. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I'm like Disney. What am I? No, like
it's not.
It's always a fun time every time I go. Like, I'm never gonna be like a Scrooge about Disney. You know what I'm saying? The culture surrounding Disney adults is a little off-putting to me.
Agreed.
But
I agree.
Being whimsical?
No, not even that. We could talk about that in an episode. How I view, from an outsider that's not necessarily a Disney adult, like how I view, not you guys, but like the stuff I see about Disney adults. You know what I'm saying?
Not how I view you weirdos.
Hey, you said it, not me.
We have roasted three of Kayla's like fandoms.
You invited me to be a permanent member on this podcast to just be like, everything you love, we're gonna kill. I'll stand beside it. No, I know you guys are. Listen, nothing made me happier than seeing people comment on the Ford Saves the Town video than seeing the other women in solidarity going, hold on now, hold on a minute. And I was there like, freaks, freaks, freaks.
Literally the first two comments, I'm with you, girl, and okay, but Ford, eyes emoji, I was like, relax.
Exactly. I'm opening up a different audience for you guys.
Which is good. Which is why you're here.
It's good. Yeah. We're fine. Okay, so that has been everything. I've been Taylor, aka Nostalgia. I was told by Zoe. K likes everything. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Bye.